Erevin Perek Yud Mishnah Yud Aleph, continuing on with our discussion of doors and door stoppers. What if you have a neger hanigrar? Let's say you have that chunk of wood which is a door stopper, and it is nigrar, it is dragged along, meaning it's connected to the door, it's tied to the door itself, but it's not hanging attached to the door, it's just dragging on the floor. So the Mishnah says, no alin bo b'mikdash avlo b'medina. According to the first opinion, in the area of the Beis HaMikdash, we have a rule, in many cases, ein shvus b'mikdash, there is no derabbanan restriction in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there are a lot of caveats the Gemara and the Rishonim give to this rule, but in many cases, the Rabbanan waived their chumras in the Beis HaMikdash, so this door stopper, since technically speaking, even though it's dragging on the ground, it is connected to the door, we consider that to be only nisa drabbanan, and that's waived in the mikdash. Avaloba medina, but the medina means in the state, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Vamunach, but if it's just placed on the floor and it's not even connected, it's not even tied to the door, kanvakanos. So the first opinion says it's usr in both cases. That looks like it's totally separate, and we consider that to be actual bona, it's actually building. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, Hamunach, if it's put down, it's mutar b'mikdash, because it only looks like building, it's not actually building. V'hanigrar, if it's attached, even though it's dragging on the floor, it's even permitted b'medina outside, because that's not even an issa d'rabbanon, as long as it is kashur, as long as it is attached to the door. Mishnah Yud Beis, what if you have a door which is attached, but it's missing one of the hinges? What about putting back one of the hinges? So the Mishnah says, Machzir and Sira Tachton, if you have a hinge that fell off from the bottom, you can put that back b'mikdash, avalo b'medina. And that you could put back only in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's an Issa Derabana, which is suspended in the Mikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'ha Elyon, but the upper tzir, that were more machmir, kan v'kan usr, it's usr even in the Beis HaMikdash. And many of you shown to point out here and other places that there are certain Issur Derabana, even though the Nagar Elyon is an Issa Derabana, Tosas points out, yeah, but it's more serious because we're more worried that you're going to fix it, because that's more of a, apparently, an important, a fundamental hinge. So the upper hinge, the Chacham said, where maybe we're worried you're going to really fix it in and make a binyan itself, and therefore they were machmer even in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'elyon b'mikdash. He says, no, even the upper one, that's only an issur d'rabbanan. So putting that back is mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hatachton, and the bottom one, that's mutter. Even in the Medina, that we're not even going to be gozer on an issur d'rabbanan. Similar, it's Rabbi Yehuda again, Mekel, like he was in the previous Mishnah, but this Mishnah has many consequences. Other areas of Shas trying to figure out, when do you say ein shvus b'mikdash, that there is no iser drabanan? Does it apply dafka when it's in the service of the avoda? Does it specifically apply to the kohanim? The Gemara elsewhere has a principle discusses this as well. The Gemara here talks about ein shvus mikdash b'mikdash, and that's going to be the topic of the next coming Mishnah as well.